This morning, our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of John in chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. As I mentioned at the beginning of worship, this is a passage of scripture where Jesus is praying for the disciples, and I would say even praying for us as well. So I invite you to hear this prayer, starting at verse 20 of chapter 17 of John. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundations of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these that you have sent, and those know that you have sent to me. I made your name known to them, that I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There are moments in our life where we're in more of a situation, perhaps in a setting, that when things are spoken to us, we remember those words. Sometimes those words are come to us at a time, such as a celebration like graduation, or perhaps your wedding day, or maybe confirmation, or a day you start a new job or you start a new school. Words might be spoken to you on that day that stick with you, that you remember. Sometimes those words are given out of great love and great care, reminding you perhaps of how much God loves you, or how much they love you, or how proud of you they are. And those words and those moments, they matter. There's also moments that when words are spoken to us, we may remember those words, but it comes to us in a time we may not exactly want to remember. Such as when we receive traumatic news, such as a diagnosis that is not, with a good outlook. Perhaps when we hear that a loved one has died, or perhaps the loss of a job or some other kind of moment that is painful and difficult to recall. The words that can be spoken in those moments can also stand out and stick with us, can also land in our heart in a way that one that we might remember and carry with us, but also have a deep impact in our understanding, of how much we are cared for, or how much we are loved, or how much we are valued by our God. When this passage of scripture here in John 17, when Christ is praying for the disciples and those who will come, Christ himself, this moment, this prayer is given at the end of the farewell discourse. And what this farewell discourse is, it really is that John 13 through 17, all these teaching, all these words that Christ is giving to the disciples when they are in the upper room, following the meal that they have shared together, and right before Jesus goes out into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. It's a moment that is filled with stress and anxiety. It's a moment where those words are landing with a deep impact on the disciples who are figuring out what is happening. And also words that when we read them today, we're aware of the setting, of the context, of what is happening when these words are shared. When I think about this prayer in particular, it's given at a moment when you could reasonably say that Christ himself was in need of prayer. Right before he goes to the garden, right before his arrest, right before his crucifixion, before all these events that Christ knew were coming and that would happen to him. Yet in this moment of stress and anxiety and uncertainty, Christ offers this prayer on behalf of us, a prayer given to us that I believe that we are called to carry with us in our walk of faith, in our lives, in our journey. Not because they come to us at a time that is one filled with stress and anxiety for Christ, but rather these are words that call us towards God, call us towards Christ, and call us to a deeper connection with our God and with Christ. As we are concluding the season of Easter, a season that is filled with celebration, that's filled with, you know, reflecting on the hope of the resurrection, on the hope that comes in Christ, of the new life that is in Christ, in some ways this scripture could be seen as a downer even, because it is coming in a very dark moment in the life of Christ. But I believe in our faith tradition that we have learned, you know, so many times throughout Scripture, and I would even say even in our own experience, there are times when we have those dark moments, those moments that we are by no means proud of, moments we don't exactly want to recall on a daily basis. But yet in those moments, as a people of faith, we know there's a little bit of light shining in the darkness, that there is hope. When all seems dark, when all seems depressing, when it seems like nothing we can feel is anxiety, there is still light in the world, a light that comes from Christ. So here we have Christ praying for all those who believe and those who will believe. Now, when I think about this scripture too, one of the first questions that comes to my mind anyway is why? Why would Christ offer this prayer at this moment, or this prayer in general? I believe this prayer is offered up knowing how difficult the life of faith can be, how difficult it can be living in our world, and how difficult it can be with the stresses, the anxiety, the challenges that we face in our world. Christ is offering this prayer in a moment when he is feeling many of those same emotions, yet is still following that course of faith. I see this as a thing of comfort, but also a thing that reminds us of how important our connection with God is. Now, in the latter part here, as we go through this, there's all these little scriptures talking about unity in this prayer. Not only is it a prayer for those who believe, who are connected with God, it's also a prayer for unity. Now, if you picked up when I was going through reading this here, I kept falling over words. And part of that is of my own anxiety when I read a passage of scripture like this. This is a little bit off topic, but it's part of how I go about my ministry. It's that I have a speech impediment. You may not know it because I hide it pretty good. I have a hard time saying THs. I have a stress and anxiety over the word ties because I have to think about that so hard. But also when I'm reading this passage of scripture here, look at how many THs are paired together, especially in the New Revised Standard version of the Bible. I'll pick out a section here. I and them and you and me, that they may be completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. Now, for a person like me who struggles with THs, that sentence is filled with more anxiety than all the world you can find. But I think when I think about that, you know, where I struggle with THs, where I struggle with this speech impediment, when I'm reading this passage of scripture, it's a teaching moment for me. Because yes, I struggle conveying those words, getting those words out. I have to think really hard every time I read them. I also know it's a reminder of how our faith can be, but also how important it is that I not rely on my own self for living out the life of faith. That these words are not dependent on my ability to pronounce them, but rather in the God who calls us to be connected, the God who calls us to be one. Because it can be overwhelming when we think about the whole course of faith and the difficulty that we face in our world. Holding the faith, keeping the faith, being grounded in Christ, it can seem impossible. It can seem overwhelming. And we start piling all this stuff onto ourselves of being connected. But really, it is our God that is calling us. Our God who calls us to be grounded, to be together, to be one, to be grounded in belief. Our faith in that salvation, the hope that we have, is not dependent on us. But rather, this is all given to us freely without price. This connection that we have, this hope that we are united and connected with our God, comes from our God. And it's a reminder for us of how important it is that we lean into our faith, that we lean into our connection with God. Christ himself, as he is going through this moment, knows the anxiety that can happen in real life. This is one of the beauties, I believe, of our faith, of our Christian faith, is that our Savior lived and walked among this earth, and being fully divine yet fully human, grasped the struggles of day-to-day life, grasped the struggles and understood the struggles of life. That when we have those moments filled with uncertainty and anxiety, our God has experienced those emotions at a very intimate level. And gets the struggle of faith, that gets the struggle of belief. But yet, our Savior prays for us, lifts us up, cares for us so much that we are reminded that our God is with us, that our Savior reminds us that he is with us, that he calls us to be one people, grounded in him, grounded in our God, grounded in Christ, grounded in the Holy Spirit. Yes, there is difficulty and hardship in life, but yet there is light in the darkness. There is hope for us. And I believe as a people of faith, we are called to be one in that hope. And that unity of faith, that unity is not one where we're all kind of united, kind of a horizontal kind of unity, but rather a really ancient understanding of this unity would be a connection, that unity is connecting us with our God. So it's more connection, and you know, it's unity and connection. Our God is indeed with us as we go through life. Our God calls us to be a people of that connection, to be in that unity, to be one with our God. Brothers and sisters, as we go through life, as we go through the world, know that indeed our God understands our difficulty, understands our hardship, understands the ability to have hope in a broken world, the ability to have an understanding of life after death when it seems like our world is full of death and despair. Our God is with us. Our God calls us to be connected and offers that connection and unity freely to us now and forevermore. So let us stay connected to our God, grounded in the hope, and know that our God goes with us forward through our lives always. Amen.